just starting to shine again. Yeah, and you gotta be a carcass before you can become a skeleton. Yeah, don't call a doctor, babe. Just to bring me a big old jug, some of that rocker.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Has she got naughty eyes?
Yes, she has got naughty eyes.
That's a party.
You know, I mean a baby.
You know the one I mean.
Yes, we know the one you mean.
That's a party of mine. Ruby lips, turned up nose, lovely legs, pretty clothes. Oh, what a smarty.
Yes, sir.
Has she got loving ways?
Yes, she has got loving ways.
That's a party of mine.
To you.
Bye, I, oh, bye.
can I forget the moment that we met in splendor? I asked you for a chance, you longed for romance, surrender. I knew by the look in your eye that you weren't lying. My heart kept crying. Hold me in your arms. As the night slowly passed, while the moon and the stars shone so brightly, I held you so tightly, so close to me. I knew by this feeling inside, the love we had found could last all of our lives. As my heart kept crying, hold me in your arms. So you're leaving me tomorrow for somebody new. Well, that's alright, baby, 'cause I still love you. Tomorrow, hold me in your arms. Soon you will be gone. Tomorrow, the thrill of your caress is not mine to possess. But can I help myself each time I hold you close like this? Temptation tells me don't resist. The pain within my heart is tearing me apart. When you go out the door, I know our love will be no more. Tomorrow is here. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow is here. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow is here. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow is here.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'm always much happier when I know that our ambassador feel good, Scott Cornish, is here when I'm saying that. It's true. That wrapped up the first portion of tonight's program. Now we're ready to move into the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. First, I got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And then I have to thank our good friend Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance over the years. There may be weeks where there's nothing from him, but that doesn't make what he does for us any less important. Now it's time for the radio obituaries, and the initial radio obituary is for Paul DeRolf, the choreographer, dancer, and actor, known for acting opposite Bob Hope in The Seven Little Foys, and even as a young boy, he played the role of the nephew, Eleazar, the nephew of Moses, that's it, Eleazar, in Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments. He choreographed things that you just wouldn't expect, like Petticoat Junction, The Beverly Hillbillies, The Karate Kid 2, and Steven Spielberg's 1941. We're going to be posting a video later on, not during the show, after the show, of a little something that he did for Beverly Hillbillies that I just love. Paul DeRolf just passed away at 74. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Step to the left, to the right, then hop with your partner.
That's the Hooterville hop.
Three to the left, to the right, then hop with your partner.
It's the Hooterville hop.
Lots of fun to do, it's a step that's new, just a hop, hop.
Call the Hooterville hop.
Form in a line anyway is fine when you hop, hop.
To the Hooterville hop.
You can dance with two, three, or four will do when you hop, hop.
To the Hooterville hop.
It's a brand new step full of vim and pep, just a hop, hop.
It's the Hooterville hop.
Hey kids, where's Billy? Hi, Ma. You know Paul Henderson.
Oh, sure. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Mrs. Bradley.
Where's Billy Joe?
Mom, this is a new dance Paul's dreamed up.
He calls it the Hooterville Hop.
Where's Billy Joe?
All the kids are learning it for the school dance.
Come on, Mrs. Bradley. It's real easy.
Yeah, oh, no. Wait a minute. This letter is very important. I gotta find Billy Joe. Now, where is she?
Great, Mrs. Bradley.
Mom, that's it. You've got it.
I have?
Yeah.
I don't want it.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Nigel Grange, the founder of Ensign Records. He founded Ensign in 1976. He just passed away at 70. The post-initial radio obituary is for him, Nigel Grange, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to New York City. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, y'all. I'm going to New York. Make myself a hit record. New York City. Gonna whistle way down on the 125th Street. A whole lot of energy. Ain't a river out of Apollo. That's some of them I wanna meet. A cat like Chuck Berry. The Elvis Presley. Jerry Lee Lewis. I touch the chubby checkers, all the niggas in that fella. No. Some of them wanna see me. Cause I got a lot of hit song. Well, I'm in New York City now. Down on the 125th Street. All of them entertainers backstage at the Apollo Theater. They won't even talk to me. That's all right. I remember writing about 15 hit songs every night. No, I got some good songs in my satchel. I even got one like Joe Tex when he sang, I got you. No, I got some good songs. A little, hear what I'm gonna do. I'm going downtown and rent me a studio. I sing my own song. I'm gonna sing my own song. We're gonna get it played on the radio. Made the song the other night, the night in the downtown New York City. The record turned out to be the hottest record in the land. It was the doggone city. This jockey called me up, told me he wanted me to do a benefit. I told him I couldn't do it. I had something else to do. He broke my record. Pick me up, be a Boca Boys magazine. Call me up when I was the night at home. They say, hello there. Is you the cat that made that hot record? I said, yes, sir. He hung up the phone. I gotta start me a publishing company. The other publishing company won't let me touch my song.
Bike up here. Oh, it would have been easier to walk.
Hey, oh. Get out of the way!
The next radio obituary is for Gary DiCarlo of the band Steam, best known for his writing credit on the 1969 number one hit song Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. He just passed away at 75. Blame our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., if you don't like this obit. Aww, that's pretty harsh. Don't blame him even for a second. Don't. He had no hand in this, no hand whatsoever. It's the next radio obituary. It is, I swear. For Gary DiCarlo, right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Jimmy Knowles, the American guitarist, known as the founding member of the blues rock band Sea Level. In the early 70s, he joined the singer-songwriter Alex Taylor's band when Taylor was a Capricorn Records label mate with the Allman Brothers, which brought Knowles to work with the Allmans, especially keyboardist Chuck Lavelle. Is it Lavelle? Weevil? Level? I don't know. Whatever it is. But that was the basis of the name of the resulting band, Sea Level. See? Sea Level? Get it? Yeah, I thought so. Jimmy Knowles just passed away at 66. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. guess what? It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Ross Murray, friend of Belinda, born in Brooklyn, moved to Hollywood, California, where he worked as a dancer, skater, and extra in many classic films, including Gone with the Wind. He joined the war effort in 1942, piloting B-17 and B-29 aircrafts based out of Roswell, New Mexico. After the war, he went to work at CBS Radio as a sound engineer, where he wrote many successful radio scripts for well-known stars, went on to CBS TV, where he pioneered videotape editing and the laugh track. He was the sound engineer for the Carol Burnett Show. You saw him if you watched it, up there in the little booth. I was lucky enough to meet him during his long retirement in Mendocino County, California, where he did a weekly radio spot on KZYX radio. Very dear to me. Ross Murray just passed away. I think it was at 98, but I'm not exactly positive of that. But we're going to start off with a little something from a voice rarely heard on this radio show. Rarely heard. Maybe even never. It's our executive producer, Rich Culbertson, interviewing Ross Murray. It's got a little clip of Carol Burnett talking about Ross in it, too. It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Ross Murray right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, I'm happy to be joined by a very familiar voice to KZYX listeners, especially longtime listeners, Ross Murray, whose commentaries filled our air for many, many years here at KZYX.
Hello, everybody. This is Ross Murray with another quick look behind the headlines.
Another thing, I was a bug about sound effects. We had those were live sound effects. They weren't done later in the editing room. We had Ross Murray was our sound effects man, and it was like old radio, you know. So, and he had a booth up above our audience in the back, so he could watch everything. And he would catch stuff like, I mean, he was catching all of those thumps and bumps and everything that Tim did, and Ross hadn't seen them.
Hello, Ross. We just heard your familiar opening to your commentaries, and then we just heard a cut from comedy superstar Carol Burnett talk about her great sound person, Ross Murray. For those who aren't familiar with your history, can you briefly tell us about your time in Hollywood and the work you did then?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a long time before I got to work for Carol Burnett. I started out in radio. And the way I got into radio was rather fascinating. I was an extra in the picture business. And as an extra, you get to learn a lot of things. And the war was just beginning. And we all had to learn how to march and listen to commands and the usual things for soldiers. And when the war was over, I didn't know what I was going to do. But one of my friends said, I think I know somebody that might help you. And he did. And I got it. I ended up in radio, doing sound effects in radio. And it was enjoyable until suddenly one day I came to work and found out I had been transferred to Television City, which was opening within a week or so. And I am now in television and doing sound effects. And sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you don't. And this one time I got lucky. It was something I enjoyed doing. It could be very creative. Sound effects could be a very interesting thing, and it was one of these things I really enjoyed. And, talking about sound effects, I give you a little example. I was Danny Kaye's sound effects man. And one day came to work, and the script said, Danny backs his car into the garage. Well, that meant a whole bunch of noise. And I put together a bunch of stuff that I thought was good. And we did a rehearsal. And he backed the car in, and I did the sound effects. And just for fun, at the end of the sound effects, I did a very unhappy cat. And Danny stopped, and he said, "What in the world is that?" And he was very angry, and Ross left his spot upstairs and walked down to Mr. Kaye and said, "What's the matter, Danny? Don't you like cats?" He said, "It's not that I don't like cats, but I said, "Danny, we're just starting. Let's have a little laugh. And while we're learning something, we can enjoy it." He said, "You know what? I think you're right. Let's get going." And we did. Anyway, that's the kind of thing sound effects were. And I enjoyed it, especially when I got to be Carol Burnett's sound effects man. She was really a marvel. She knew the business. She knew what was funny. She knew what wasn't funny. She was good to the crew. The crew really cared for her because they knew she had a lot of talent and she had a lot of feeling. And she was just a dynamite lady to work for. Which reminds me, those who know the show remember how she used to talk to the audience. And once in a while, somebody in the audience would ask for something. And on this particular evening, somebody said, "Miss Burnett, will you do your war cry that you give?" And Carol said, "Sure." And she started the war cry, and I fired the pistol. Well, I knew darn well that had I done this with Danny Kaye, he'd have been angry. But Carol broke up laughing, just like the audience did. And that's what really made working for Carol such a nice, nice way to make a living.
And ultimately, how did that bring you to KZYX?
When I left CBS and retired, and my wife and I came up here, and I missed doing something. I'd built a house, and we were very happy here. And I listened to the radio. And somebody, a friend of mine, who was attached to the radio people, was talking. And I said, is there anything I can do on radio that wouldn't take too much of your time?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "How would you like to do a political commentary about a 3 or 4 or 5 minute thing once a week at the end of a show or at the beginning of a show, but a little physical commentary that had something to do with the show or with the way the country was?" And it was the smartest thing that could have happened. I enjoyed being here for years, and I only had to quit when I got so old that it became difficult. Do you think I should tell the audience that I'm 97 years old? And that'll give you an idea of why I had to quit working.
Okay, everybody, rise and shine. Time to get up. Good morning, good morning. Slept the whole night through. Good morning, good morning to you. for a special invitation. Breakfast is on the table.
I heard you. So did every moose up in Canada.
Listen, Archie, I'm not going to let you upset me. I'm only here because of Edith. The fact that you happen to be here with her is beyond my control. Like any other freak of nature. Now, you can either come to the table and eat, or you can lie there and feed off your own fat. And if you choose the latter, you could probably lie there for months.
Good morning, everybody.
Here's Edith. Get up, Archie.
What for?
You know, Bert and Fred, God rest their souls, used to jump up and hold my chair for me.
It's a shame they both had to die so young.
What's all that jumping up holding our chair?
It's only 8 o'clock in the morning and already that foul mouth is open for business.
Oh, boy. I got the secret weapon here that can put this little lady right away. Here we go. This country was ruined by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You're fat.
So was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That man had charisma.
I don't care if he was sick. He always had his big mouth open at them fireside chats.
Those fireside chats kept this country informed. And one, my friends, from Roosevelt, was worth a barrel full of... Let me make this perfectly clear.
Oh! Now you're rapping my president, huh? Well, let me tell you one thing about Richard E. Nixon. He knows how to keep his wife at home. Roosevelt could never do that with Eleanor. She was always out on the loose, running around with the Collins, telling them they was getting the short end of the stick. She was the one that discovered the Collins in this country. We never knew they was there.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Dave Rosser, the guitarist for the latter-day Afghan Whigs. Plus, he also played with Greg Dooley in the Gutter Twins and the Twilight Singers. Dave Rosser just passed away at 50. Second person in tonight's radio obituaries I was acquainted with. Nothing like Ross, though. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here. For Dave Rosser at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hot pop, hot pop, hot pop, hot pop, hot pop. I do got my cup. Hot pop, hot pop, hot pop, hot pop, hot pop. I do got my cup. Greedy mother, I can see through a 9-inch wall. I can see near and far. When I dig, you're just gonna fall. One of these days you're gonna fall. Cause your back is against the wall. And you're gonna fall, 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 fall. Motherfucker. Hot pop,
hot pop,
hot pop,
hot pop,
hot pop. Look at my cup. Hot pop,
hot pop,
hot pop,
hot pop.
Gonna fall, 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 fall. Father, sisters, brothers, families, families. One of these days you're gonna fall. I can see your 9-inch wall. I can see that you're gonna fall. On this day you say you're just gonna fall. You chimp. I'm your greedy chink, with your greedy link. No greedy link,
she don't want to suck.
No greedy link,
she don't want to eat.
No more greedy link,
she don't want to suck.
No more greedy link.
Come to the future and meet me in Pluto, just a phantom Pluto. And now my words shall come to the future. None of my words shall pass away. If all my words pass away, hell shall pass away. Hell shall fade out, hell shall pass away. If all my words pass away, hell shall pass away. Hell shall fade out, hell shall pass away. Ta-ta-ta, tell me perfect as a dog. Perfect as a dog, but make me make a robot dog. Between the two, but make me dub, dub, dub. Robot dub, I love a dub, a scrub, scrub, scrub. Ta-ta-ta, tell me perfect as a dog. Perfect as a dog, but make me make a robot dog. Between the two, but make me dub, dub. Robot dub, I love a dub, a scrub, 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 scrub. Just the harder you're gonna fall. Harder you come, just the harder you're gonna fall. And I shall see you stall, and then I see you crawl, and say your f- back is against the wall.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Phil Corin, the jazz musician best known for his trumpet contributions in the Sun Ra Orchestra in Chicago between the years of 59 and 61. He declined to move with Sun Ra when Sun Ra left Chicago. Early in his career, Phil Corin invented an instrument that he called the francophone, also known as the space harp. It was heard on some of the early Sun Ra albums, and it was an electrified kalimba. Or a kalimba. Electrified kalimba. Let's go with that. Phil Corin just passed away at 90. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here. Wait. Oh, I jumped ahead. So it's actually pre-antepenultimate, but we'll go on with it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
like this. Yeah, hey, everybody gonna treat us like this.